over here. We are in the period of Lent, a time when we prepare ourselves for the Easter celebration.
现在正是四旬节的期间，这是我们预备我们自己的心来庆祝复活节的时候。
From the very beginning, Christians celebrated Easter each Sunday. And each Sunday was a little Easter.
从一开始，基督徒们就在每个主日都庆祝复活节，并且每个主日都是一个小的复活节。
They knew that without the proclamation that Christ is risen indeed, Christians have no good news. They have no hope.
他们知道若没有宣告基督复活了，基督真的复活了，那基督徒们就没有好消息，就没有希望。
Christmas was celebrated in 350 AD.When Christianity became the official state religion of the Roman Empire.
圣诞节是在主后350年才开始庆祝的，当基督教在成为罗马的国教之后。
Christmas was always on December 25th. This was the day the Romans celebrated the winter solstice. For them, it was the birthday of the sun.
圣诞节总是在12月25号，这一天罗马人庆祝冬至的到来，太阳的生日。
Yes, in Western languages, the sun of a person, human sun, S-O-N, is the same, sounds the same as, 太阳是吧？ Yeah, okay.
在西方因为Sun 太阳跟儿子神的Sun 这个发音是一样的。
In fact, in my typing, I type S-O-N instead of S-U-N.
史牧师在打印的时候打印成了错误的打印成了儿子的，应该是太阳。
Unfortunately, in many churches, Christmas is treated as being more important.Than Easter.
很可惜在很多的教会我们更重视的是圣诞节而不是复活节。
This morning, I want to concentrate on Mary Magdalene, who was one of Jesus' most devoted followers.
今天早晨我想和大家一起着重来思想摩大拉的玛利亚，她是耶稣最虔诚的跟随者之一。
She was there.When Jesus was crucified, and she was the first one to witness the resurrection of Jesus.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他在场，而他也是耶稣复活最早的目击证人。
The most well-known and beloved bishop of Rome, who died as a martyr, was aware of a tradition that Mary Magdalene was known as the apostle.To the apostles, because she was the first one to tell the other apostles that Jesus Christ was alive.
罗马最知名的并让人哀戴的，并为主献身的主教，希波吕托斯曾知道有一个传统，那就是说摩大拉的玛利亚被称为使徒们的使徒，因为她是第一个告诉其他使徒。耶稣基督复活的人。
This tradition lasted until the 12th century.
这一传统一直延续到十二世纪。
Hippolytus writes, lest the female apostles doubt the angels. Christ himself came to them, so that the women would be apostles of Christ. And by their obedience,Rectify the sin of ancient Eve.
希波吕托斯写道，为避免女使徒们怀疑天使们的信息，基督亲自向他们显现，为的是使他们成为基督的使徒们，并因着他们的顺服能够纠正古老的夏娃所犯的罪。
Christ showed himself to the male apostles and said to them, "It is I who appeared to these women, and I wanted to send them to you as apostles."
基督亲自向男性的使徒们显现，并对他们说，我亲自向这些妇人显现，我愿意差派他们像使徒一样来到你们中间来告诉你们。
Hippolytus was referring to the tradition that other women also brought the good news to the apostles.
希波里托斯在此指的是其他的妇女也将好消息传给使徒的这一个传统的观念。
An apostle is a person who is sent as an ambassador, and his or her power and authority is dependent on who sent them.
一个使徒必须是一个人，他像大使一样被派遣，并且他的权力和权柄来自于那差派他的人。
For Paul, there are two qualifications to be an apostle.The person must have seen the risen living Christ. And the person must have received the divine commission to proclaim the good news.
保罗认为一个人可以被称为使徒必须满足两个条件。第一就是那人必须看见复活活着的基督。第二个条件就是那个人必须有从神那里的使命去宣扬这一好消息。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 1, Paul writes, Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord?
在哥林多前书九章一节，保罗写道，我不是使徒吗？我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 8, Paul lists himself among the eyewitnesses to the risen Jesus, and therefore, he is an apostle.
在哥林多前书十五章第三到第八节，保罗列出了自己作为一个复活的耶稣的见证人，因此他是一个使徒。
Paul does not list any female eyewitness, because at that time, women were considered to be very unreliable eyewitnesses.
保罗并没有列出任何的女性的目击者，因为那时妇女被认为他们的是不可靠的目击者，他们的证词不太可靠。
When the gospel story of woman witnesses came out, many skeptics said that the woman went to the wrong tomb. They have a very poor sense of direction.
当初女性们在这个福音里头包含着女性的目击者的时候，许多怀疑论者就攻击说，妇女们一定是走错了坟墓，因为他们的方位感太差了。
The New Testament scholar Karen King writes,
新约学者卡伦金这样写道，
In every century, including our own, history records women exercising leadership in Christian communities. And in every century, that leadershipHas been contested. Beginning in the early church and continuing through the contemporary battles over the ordination and ministry of women.
包括我们自己所处的每一个世代，历史资料都记载了妇女在基督徒团体中所扮演的领导地位，并且每一个世代妇女的领导作用都有争议，开始于早期的教会，并一直到当代。这争议是围绕妇女们的案例和她们该从事的事工。
This battle is reflected in Gregory of Antioch, who died in 593 AD. His portrayal of Jesus, appearing to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary at the tomb and saying to them, Be the first teachers to the teachers, so that Peter,who denied me, learns that I can also choose women as apostles.
这一争议反映在安提阿的主教Gregory, 他死于主后593年。他在描述耶稣在墓中向摩大拉的玛利亚和另一个玛利亚显现的时候，并对他们说，作为 教师们的第一任教师，因此那不认我的彼得可以知道我也可以选择妇女作为使徒。
From this we can see that there is a conflict between Peter and Mary Magdalene and the other woman.
从这里我们可以看出彼得和摩大拉的玛利亚和其他妇女间有一个冲突。
The authority of Peter's power in Rome is based on the fact that Peter was the first eyewitness to the resurrection.
彼得在罗马的权柄是基于彼得是基督复活的第一个目击者这一事实，这一观点。
The beginning of this belief is based on Luke's presentation of Peter.
这一信条的起初是来源的根据是根据路加福音中关于彼得的记载。
Luke clearly wants to elevate Peter's status.
很清楚路加想拔高彼得的地位。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 17, which is followed by Matthew chapter 4 verse 19, Jesus says, I will make you fishers of men.
在马可福音一章十七节和随后在马太福音四章十九节中记载，耶稣说：“我要让你得人如得鱼。”
The you here is plural, meaning all of them.
在这里的你是复数，是指所有的人。
However, in Luke chapter 5 verse 10, Jesus says, "From now on, you will catch people."
在路加福音五章第十节，耶稣说。从今以后你要得人了。
Here the you is singular, meaning Peter alone.
这里的你是指单数的指称，是指彼得自己一个人。
Luke follows Jesus' prediction of his death in Mark 8:31.
同马可福音八章三十一节记载的一样，路加也记录了耶稣预言自己的死。
However, only Luke omits the next two verses.
然而路加福音却省略了接下来的两节经文。
But Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him.
彼得把耶稣拉到一边就责备他，就劝他。
But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan.
耶稣转过身来看着门徒，责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。”
For you are not on the side of God, but of men.
因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
In Mark, the verb would be rebuke is the word Jesus uses to cast out demons, to fight Satan.
马可福音中这个斥责这个词，耶稣是用了和耶稣用来赶魔鬼和撒旦征战用的是同一个词。
By omitting this, Luke removes Jesus' rebuke of Peter.
省略了这两节， 路加就省略掉了耶稣对彼得的责备。
Luke also omits Peter's statement in Mark chapter 14 verse 31.And Matthew chapter 26 verse 35.
路加同样也省略掉了彼得在马可福音十四章三十一节和马太福音二十六章三十五节中的记载。
Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you.
我就是必须与你同死，我也总不能不认你。
Luke's omission allows Peter not to say something that he cannot do.
路加省略掉的这些经文使得彼得没有说出他根本做不到的事。
In Mark chapter 14 verse 37 and in Matthew chapter 26:40, Jesus it has Then Jesus came and found his disciples sleeping.
在马可十四章三十七节和马太福音二十六章四十节，耶稣回来见门徒们都睡着了。
Simon, he says to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour?
耶稣就对彼得说，西门，你睡觉吗？你不能警醒片刻片时吗？
In both Mark and Matthew, Jesus specifically rebukes Peter by name.
在马可马太福音中，耶稣都是特别点名责备彼得。
Luke chapter 22 verses 45-46 has, when he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow.
路加22章45-46节却这样写着说，祷告完了，他就起来到门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了。
Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray, so that you may not fall into temptation.
耶稣就问他们，就对他们说，你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Here Peter is not mentioned, and the disciples were sleeping from sorrow.
在这里彼得的名字没有出现，而门徒们也是因为忧愁都睡着了。
In Matthew 26:74 and Mark 14:71 has, then he began to call down curses upon himself. This is Peter. Then he began to call down curses upon himself and swore, I do not know this man.
在马太福音26:74和马可福音14:71记载，说彼得就发咒起誓地说，我不认得你们说的这个人。
Here Peter is committing perjury by the curse and the swearing an oath.
在这里彼得因着发咒诅和起誓，彼得是在发起假誓。
Luke chapter 22 verse 60 has Peter saying, Man, I do not know what you are talking about.
路加22:60是这么说的， 说你这个人，我不晓得你说的是什么。
Luke omits the curse and the swear.
路加省去了彼得发咒诅和发誓这一段。
He simply suggests that he doesn't understand the question.
仅仅暗指彼得不明白那个人的问题是什么。
Luke shows that Peter is the first eyewitness to the resurrection.
路加的记载显示彼得是复活的第一个目击者。
In the story of Jesus' appearance to the two travelers on the way to Emmaus, Luke chapter 24 verses 33-34 has, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
在耶稣向往以马忤斯去的两个行路人显现的记述中，路加福音24:33-34这么说，他们就立时起身回到耶路撒冷去。
They found the 11 and those with them gathered together and saying, The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.
正遇见11门徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，就对他们说，主果然复活了，已经显现给西门看了。
Hence, Luke has Peter as the first witness to the resurrection.
因此路加暗指彼得是耶稣复活的第一个目击者。
Some have wondered if the travelers had seen the resurrected Jesus before Peter.
有些人猜想那两个行路人比彼得更早地看见复活的耶稣。
Vincent Taylor recognized the characteristic Lucan vocabulary and constructions. But he denies that the story was Luke's creation. Although he admits that Luke has embellished an existing tradition with unusual freedom.
Vincent Taylor 是熟知路加的词法、句法特点的一个人，但他却否认这个故事是路加编造的，尽管他承认 作者路加用了非同寻常的自由的手法来美化一个已经确认的传统。
Although he does not comment or an interpretive textual variant, which has the travelers tell the others that Jesus had appeared to Peter.
他对另一个版本关于两个行路人告诉其他人耶稣已向彼得显现的说法也不做评论。
And in presenting Mary Magdalene, Luke diminishes her importance in subtle ways.
在陈述摩大拉的玛利亚时，路加以微妙的方式削弱了她的重要性。
In Mark chapter 15 verse 41 and Matthew chapter 27 verse 55, they speak about a group of women who, when Jesus was in Galilee, followed him. And ministered to him.
马可15章41节，马太福音27章55节提到有一群妇女，就是耶稣在加利利时跟随他服侍他的那些人。
The emphasis here is on they ministered to him, meaning Jesus.
在此强调的是这些妇女服侍的是他，指的是耶稣。
Luke places this story early in his gospel, and the woman ministered to them, meaning the disciples.
在路加福音中，这个叙述放在了非常前面，并且呢，这些妇女服侍他们，指的是门徒们。
Also, only Luke claims that Jesus had driven 7 demons out of Mary Magdalene.Who provided financial support to the disciples.
也只有路加宣称耶稣在摩大拉的玛利亚身上赶出七个鬼，而且他也是给门徒们提供经济支持的人。
Mary models from Luke the appropriate role for women, beneficiaries and benefactors, but not leaders or preachers.
在路加看来，玛丽是妇女们该起作用的一个模范，是一个既是一个受益者，也是一个施予者，但却不是领导者或者传教士。
According to Mark, which is followed by Matthew, all the male disciples fled during the crucifixion.
根据马可福音和随后的马太福音的记载，所有男性的门徒们、使徒门徒们。在基督被钉十字架的时候都四散逃跑了。
However, Luke 23:49 has, but all his acquaintances, including the woman who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these events.
但在路加福音23章49节这么记载，还有一切与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟随他而来的妇女们都远远地站着看这些事。
In Mark and Matthew, only the women are there, and they are named.
在马可和马太福音中，只有妇女们在那，并且记下了他们的名字。
Luke does not name the woman, and makes a major grammatical error.
路加没有记录妇女们的名字。并且在此路加犯了一个重大的语法的错误。
In addition to all his acquaintances, which is masculine, and this demands a masculine participle for watching.
路加所加上的这一切与耶稣熟识的人指称的是男性，就要观察他的这个分词是男性。
Instead,Luke has a feminine participle, as if there was an original which only included the woman.
但相反，路加却用了一个女性化的过去分词，也就是说，就好像只有妇女们是包括在那些熟识的人的里面。
Many scholars are amazed that Luke, who is fluent in Greek, would make such a simple mistake.
很多学者对精通希腊文的路加犯这样一个简单的错误感到非常的惊讶。
The most significant change is when Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went to visit Jesus' grave early that first Easter.
最显著的变化是当摩大拉的玛利亚、雅各的母亲玛利亚并撒罗米在第一个复活节去耶稣的墓前看望的时候的情形。
Mark 16 verse 4 to 7 has
马可十六章四到七节这样记载。
When they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back.
他们抬头一看，那石头原来很大，却见石头已经滚开了。
As they entered the town, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were afraid.
他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
But he said to them, "Do not be afraid. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified."
那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣。
He has been raised. He is not here.
他已经复活了，不在这里。
Look, there is the place they laid him.
请看安放他的地方。
But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
The women are given a commission to tell the good news.
妇女们被委任一项使命，就是去传扬好消息。
But go, tell his disciples and Peter.That he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得，说他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
Now compare the story with Luke's alteration.
现在来比较一下路加福音中对这个故事的记载所不同的地方。
They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body.
看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。
While they were perplexed about this, suddenly, two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them.
正在猜疑间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。
The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them,
妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说，
Why do you look for the living among the dead?
为什么在死人中找活人呢？
He is not here.But has risen.
他不在这里，已经复活了。
Remember how he told you while you were still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified on the third day rise again.
当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
Luke's presentation is much more miraculous.
路加的记载更具有神迹性。
Instead of one young man sitting, two men in dazzling clothes suddenly appeared out of nowhere, and they were standing beside them.
不是一个年轻人坐在那里，而是两个穿着耀眼衣服的男子，不知从哪里突然出现，并且站在他们旁边。
The women are not given any commission.
妇人们也没有委托给任何使命。
Instead, they are simply told to remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that a son of man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again.
相反，他们只是被告知，当纪念他在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
The good news is proclaimed by the two men.
好消息是被两个男子来宣告的。
Finally, the response of the other disciples to the woman's message is much more negative than in any other gospel.
最后，与其他福音书相比，路加福音中记载的其他门徒对妇女们所传递的信息的反应是更消极、更冷淡。
Luke reports that the others felt that a woman's message were futile nonsense, trash, or idle talk. And that term is only used once in the New Testament in this passage.
路加福音中说，使徒们觉得妇女们的话是无用的废话、垃圾或者轻谈。这用词在整本新约圣经中只出现过一次，就是在这里。
Also, there is no appearance in Galilee.
并且这里头也没有提到说出现在加利利。
Instead of saying, remember, he told you to go to Galilee. He said, remember when he was still in Galilee, he told you.
这里头只提到说他只告诉他们他在加利利的时候所说的话，没有说耶稣让他们去加利利。
Luke presents Peter as the only one who runs to the tomb for himself, making a first step toward faith.
路加将彼得说成是第一个亲自跑进坟墓里的人，表明他朝着信心上迈出了第一步。
In Matthew, Mark, and John, either Jesus or the messenger commissions Mary Magdalene either alone or with other women to proclaim the good news.
在马太、马可、约翰福音中，耶稣或其他使者宣告好消息的使命时，交托给摩大拉的玛利亚时，他要么是一个人，或者是与其他的妇女在一起。
Luke deliberately avoids such a commissioning, thus reducing Mary Magdalene's status as a witness to the resurrection.
路加刻意不提这一委托，从而降低了摩大拉的玛利亚在作为主复活见证中者的这么的地位。
Luke's presentation had important implications for early Christian history, because he never provides divine justification for women to lead or to preach.
路加的描述对早期的基督教历史有着重要的影响，因为他从来没有为妇女的领导地位或者讲道提供神圣的理由。
Mary Magdalene does not hold the same status as he does in the Gospels of Matthew or John.
在马太或者约翰福音中，摩大拉的玛利亚的地却有着不同的地位。
In John, Mary Magdalene does not have a more important role than the beloved disciples.
在约翰福音中，摩大拉的玛利亚尽管不比主所爱的门徒约翰有更重要的地位，
but she is more significant than Peter.
但她却比彼得更重要。
In this role, she is significantly responsible for sharing the good news of the resurrection with the other disciples.
在将主复活的大好消息告诉其他使徒的角色中，摩大拉的玛利亚扮演了一个重要的角色。
A role which would later earn her the title the Apostle to the Apostles.
这个角色使得摩大拉的玛利亚以后被称为使徒们的使徒。
Also, John is the only gospel to portray female characters in leadership roles proclaiming the good news.
约翰福音是唯一的福音书将描绘妇女现在宣告好消息中所起的领导地位所突出出来的一本福音。
Pope Gregory the Great, who lived in the 6th century, did more than anyone else in the West to destroy the reputation of Mary Magdalene.
在第六世纪的罗马教皇Gregory the Great, 对摩大拉玛利亚的声誉造成的损坏比任何西方的其他的人更多。
On September 21, 591, he preached a sermon which identified Mary's seven demons in Luke with prostitution. And for the next 1,000 years, the Roman Catholic Church has advocated this position.
在主后591年9月21日，罗马教皇 Gregory the Great 他在讲道中将有七个鬼从他身上赶出来的摩大拉的玛利亚确认为是个妓女。在随后的近千年里，罗马天主教一直持这种观点。
This fulfilled his desire to downgrade Mary Magdalene as well as his desire to attach to female sexuality the notions of evil, repentance and mercy.
这符合他抹黑摩大拉玛利亚的愿望，以及将女性的性和罪性、忏悔和怜悯的概念结合捆绑在一起的愿望。
This attitude never affected the Eastern Orthodox Church.
这一看法从来没有影响到东正教。
In 1969, the Roman Catholic Church realized that Pope Gregory had mixed up Mary Magdalene and Luke's sinful woman, Mary of Bethany.
在1969年，罗马天主教意识到教皇 Gregory 将摩大拉的玛利亚和路加福音中那个有罪的女人伯大尼的玛利亚混淆了。
So they quietly made changes in the book used for Mass.And officially no longer considered Mary Magdalene as a prostitute.
罗马天主教在做弥撒用的书的时候，他们就悄悄地对这个错误进行了更正，并不再认为摩大拉的玛利亚是个妓女。
However, no announcement was ever made.
然而他们从来没有明确地公布这一立场的变化。
Today, many people, including very conservative Protestants,still regard Mary Magdalene as a prostitute.
今天仍有许多非常保守的新教徒仍然认为摩大拉的玛利亚是个妓女。
Today there are Mary Magdalene houses and projects who work to help prostitutes.
今天仍有以摩大拉的玛利亚的房屋和工程命名用来帮助妓女们。
According to the Bible,Mary Magdalene was Jesus' most faithful follower.
根据圣经，摩大拉的玛利亚是耶稣最忠实的跟随者。
She was at the cross until the very end.
在主被钉十字架时，她在那里，直至最后。
She saw his agony, heard his cries, watched as the life drained out from Christ's face.
他看见他所遭受的痛苦，听到他的喊叫，也看见生命的气息在基督的脸上的流逝。
Now it is the morning of the third day, and Mary is making her way to Jesus' tomb.
现在是第三日的早晨，清晨，玛利亚正往耶稣的坟墓走去。
She discovers.That a stone had been removed from the entrance, and the body of her beloved master is missing.
他发现在坟墓入口处的巨石被挪开了，他所爱的主的身体也失踪了。
We can only imagine the thoughts that ran through her mind.
我们只能想象玛利亚脑海中所闪现的各种各样的想法。
She ran to two of Jesus' closest disciples and reported to them that someone had taken the Lord's body.
她跑去告诉耶稣最亲近的两个门徒，告诉他们说有人将主的身体拿走了。
Notice that she doesn't even mention the possibility of resurrection.
请注意这里，她根本就没有提到耶稣复活的可能，耶稣可能是复活了。
It is important to understand that Jesus' closest disciples, even Mary, were totally taken off guard by his resurrection.
我们需要知道，即便是耶稣最亲近的门徒，甚至是玛利亚，也完全没有料想到耶稣的复活。
Even though Jesus had tried to prepare them, the idea was simply too big for them to comprehend until they had experienced it firsthand.
尽管耶稣曾试图让他们对他复活有心理的准备，但复活的想法简直是太大了，以致他们无法相信，直到他们亲自看见经历主的复活。
The two men ran to the tomb and confirmed what Mary had told them.
那两个亲近的门徒跑向坟墓，确认了玛利亚所说的。
Since there was nothing more that could be done, they went home.
因为他们在那空坟墓里头也没有什么可做的，他们就回家了。
But Mary remained outside the tomb, crying.
但玛利亚仍在坟墓外面哭泣。
As she weeps, she bends over once more to look into the tomb.
她正哭时，弯腰往坟墓里再看了一眼。
This time, she sees two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been.
这是她看见两个穿白衣的天使坐在原先安放耶稣身体的地方。
They ask her, Woman, why are you crying?
天使问她说，妇人，你为什么哭呢？
They have taken away my Lord, she said, and I don't know where they have put him.
她回答说，有人把我主挪去了，我不知道放在哪里。
Then Mary turned around and saw Jesus standing there.
说了这话，玛利亚转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里。
Then Mary turned around and saw Jesus standing there.
玛利亚转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里。
She did not realize, however, that it was Jesus.
她却不知道那人就是耶稣。
Jesus asked her,Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?
耶稣问他说，妇人，你为什么哭？你在找谁呢？
Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.
玛利亚以为是看园子的人，就对他说，先生，若是你把他挪了去，请告诉我你把它放在哪里，我便去取它。
Jesus called her name, Mary.
耶稣叫她的名字，说玛利亚。
Something in the way he called her name brought her back to reality.
耶稣叫玛利亚的方式使得把她把玛利亚带回到现实里头来。
She turned around and hugged him and cried in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher.
玛利亚转过身来想去拥抱他，并用希伯来话对他说，尽情地喊道，拉波尼，拉波尼就是夫子的意思。
Stop clinging on to me, Jesus told her.
不要摸我，不要贴紧我，耶稣对他说。
For I have not yet ascended to the Father.
因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
But go to my brothers and tell them, I am in the process of ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God.
你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，我的神也是你们的神。
Mary Magdalene went to disciples.
玛利亚就去告诉门徒们。
I have seen the Lord, she announced, reporting what he has said to her.
我已经看见主了，她宣称道，并告诉他们主对他们所说的话。
For John, it is important that Jesus must complete the resurrection by ascending into heaven.
对使徒约翰而言，耶稣必须要升上去复活才能完成。
Because John claims that unless Jesus leaves, the Holy Spirit cannot come.
因为约翰宣称，耶稣若不离去升上去，圣灵就不能来。
According to John chapter 20, verses 22-23, Jesus is able to breathe the Holy Spirit into his disciples and give them the power to forgive people's sin.
在约翰福音20章第22到23节，约翰描写说，耶稣能将圣灵吹入他的门徒们，并给他们权柄去赦免人的罪。
This happened on the same day after Mary had seen Jesus.
这发生在同一天，就是玛利亚，摩大拉的玛利亚见到耶稣复活的那一天，同一天。
In most of the New Testament, the ascension cannot be seen by humans.
在新约圣经中，绝大部分的升天、升上去都是人所不能见的。
Paul combines Jesus' resurrection and ascension together as a single event.
使徒保罗将耶稣的复活和升天看成是同一件事情。
In John, the ascension happens on the day of the resurrection, which is seen by Jesus' use of the present tense.
在约翰福音中，耶稣升天发生在耶稣复活的那一天，这一点可以从耶稣在描写升天的时候用了现在时可以知道。
Luke Acts has the same theology. The Holy Spirit comes after the ascension.
路加福音和使徒行传中的神学观念是一样的，那就是圣灵在升天后才降临。
In Luke Acts, Jesus' ascension takes place almost 40 days after the resurrection.
在路加所写的使徒行传中，耶稣升天发生在他复活近40天后。
Only Luke presents two ascensions which can be seen. Once at the end of Luke and once again at the beginning of Acts.
只有路加所记载了两次升天都是可见的。第一次是在路加福音的末了，第二次是在使徒行传的开始。
In any case, Mary in the early church was the apostle to the apostles.
不管怎么样，摩大拉的玛利亚是使徒们的使徒。
This is denied by Roman Catholics.
罗马天主教否认这一看法。
The Roman Catholic Bible scholar Raymond Brown writes that the key to Peter's importance in the apostolate was the tradition that he was the first to see the risen Jesus.
罗马天主教的圣经学者Raymond Brown 曾写道，在所有使徒中，彼得占据极其重要的位置的根本原因是因为传统上认为他是第一个看见耶稣复活的使徒。
About this story in John, Brown writes,
对约翰福音中的记载的这一段故事，布兰这么写道。
True, This is not a mission to the whole world. But Mary Manon comes close to meeting the basic Pauline requirements of an apostle.
陈鸾，这不是约翰福音中所记的，这不是差派摩大拉玛利亚完全世界去的使命，但摩大拉的玛利亚却极其接近符合根本的要求，成为使徒的这样的条件的，非常满足接近满足使徒的要求。
For him, Mary Manon only comes close.
对他看来,
she is not a witness.
对他看来, 玛利亚是接近使徒, 他不是一个目击者。
He does agree, however, with other scholars that the story of women as witnesses of the resurrection could not have been made up since women witnesses were considered highly unreliable.
他也同意其他学者的观点，关于妇人在复活目击证人中的故事根本不可能是杜撰的，即便是妇女们的证词证人通常被认为是相当不可靠的。In
the second century, the critic Celsus said, "The resurrection is the creation of a hysterical woman."
在第二世纪。
斯拉斯评论家这么说：“复活是由一个歇斯底里的妇女们所编造出来的故事。”However, I want to return to the story of Mary crying at the tomb.
罗兰斯牧师想回到玛利亚在墓前哭泣的那一幕。Many
of you have been there, haven't you?
我们中的许多人都有那样的经历，不是吗？
A parent, a friend, perhaps even a child. You have stood there by a tomb and wept.
你或许曾站在父母、朋友，甚至是孩子的墓前，并且哭泣。
Perhaps you wept so hard that you could not even sense the risen master standing next to you, seeking to comfort you.
或许你哭得如此伤心，以至于不能觉察到复活的主。 站在你边上，为的是安慰你。
And now you are here, seeking as we all do, to hear your name called, to experience the kind of transformation Mary Magdalene had, to have the fog of doubt and fear lifted from your mind and heart, and to know the good news is really true.
现在你在这里，和我们所有的人一样，都在寻求。 希望听见有人叫你的名字，希望经历像摩大拉的玛利亚那样，人生完全翻转的经历，也希望我们头脑中的疑虑和恐惧像雾一样被驱散，也希望知道好消息的确确是真的。
Christ lives, and because he lives, you and I can receive the gift of eternal life.
基督今日仍然活着，因着他还活着，你和我才能够有永生这样一个礼物。
It is natural for us to have these yearnings.
很自然我们有这样的渴望。
Even the most skeptical among us still have a glimmer of hope that the Easter story is true, that Christ has been raised from the dead.
即便是我们中间最有疑虑的人，也仍会有一丝微弱的盼望，那就是复活节，故事是真的，基督的确从死里复活了。Have
you ever heard Christ speak your name?
你曾听见基督叫你的名字吗？
I believe he is speaking it right now.
我相信他现在就在对我们说话。God
is constantly revealing himself to those who would see him.
对那些愿意寻求看见他的人，神常常将自己启示给他们。
And God is speaking our name to anyone who will listen.
对任何愿意倾听的人，神也正在呼叫我们的名字。
If you are crying on the inside this morning, wipe away your tears for a moment and listen.
如果今天早晨你在心里也在呼求，请你暂时抹去眼泪，并轻轻地听。
God is here.
神在这里。
Christ is alive.
基督依然活着。
He is speaking your name.
他正在呼叫你的名字。
He is saying to you, "It's all real, and I am with you. I have conquered death."
耶稣想对你说，一切都是真的。我与你同在，我连死亡都战胜了。
Mary was crying by the tomb.
摩大拉的玛利亚在坟前哭泣。
The Master called her name, just as Jesus is calling your name.
主呼叫他的名字，正如基督叫你的名字一样。
And something dramatic happened to Mary's life.
因着主呼叫他的名字，玛利亚的生命有了个戏剧性的转变。
Mary Magdalene will never be the same again. Because she was the first human being, male or female, who knew for certain that Christ is alive.
摩大拉的玛利亚从此不再一样，因为她是第一个人，不管是男女，的的确确知道说基督依然活着的人。
What a wondrous thing that would be.
那该是多么美妙的事啊。
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
基督复活了，基督的的确确复活了。
Amen.
Amen.